and being moderate within an exaggerating civilization still means that one is exaggerating. And the real challenge is to go all the way in the pursuit of the ultimate aim. And we can truly only get respect from those who can respect themselves. And we can impose an absolute truth, yet we cannot impose the way one should get to it. And the more enigmatic we are, the more time we allow people to spend figuring us out, yet the harder it is to connect to us. And whether religious or political or intellectual, any form of fanatism is for those who cannot pursue a hope in their lives. And ultimately we ought to allow to rage against those raging closer and closer against us. And once we understand the importance of being independent from a mainstream framework, we have to move on and build an alternative one. And by crystallizing virtue into an ideal, folk clear their consciousness to be fully vicious. And as we are forced to entrust to others the realization of our will, we have to fully progress on the nourishing of its soul. And our inner nature became erratic far before the mother nature did so. And why not then work on the former? And it is on the base of a fixation that we unexpectedly push forward and reach the true top. And the main differentiation between the high souls and the low ones is that the latter are not fascinated about the work of time. And everyone may have a passion, yet it is up to us to get inspired by it without so much promotion. And the best of education comes from one who does not claim to be a teacher. Yet his teachings are much sought after. And the worst of ignorance comes from those whose acquired prejudice turned them most arrogant. And as we will all be sucked in the wilderness of time, the interesting part is indeed how we can shape it. And why should we escape south and be lazy when work can at the same time warm us up and refresh us? And as we receive attention in provoking public debate, our natural talent gets lost. And rather than being alone with other social members, why not to try to be alone with its intimate nature? And following a natural will, it is as following a natural force, and thus it is as following a god. And we should be careless about any projected identity, as we should be careless about any social construct. And if conflict arises from a misunderstanding from the irrational part, the rational part can be assured to win by not be taken over by panic. And if we are wise and not to choose parts, our nobility lies in counterattacking any type of partaking. And the whole conference of intellectual sophistication is not worth a single thought of the intellectual independent philosopher. And the beginning of civil decadence is when law is mostly used for personal vendetta. And we are ready to rebrand the whole of our identity based on recent events that can only but dissipate over a short amount of time. And what we abruptly remove from above will come in greater numbers from below. And we spend most of our time playing the social game, only to have little time to dedicate to our soul. And most disgusted with the worldly greediness, we cannot but turn spiritually greedy. And humans, with their increasing commodities, ought to be constantly reminded that we live a short life on Earth. Good and evil fight because of fear, and yet they perform in different time and space. And as humans passionately build on their ignorance, dogma is placed as a way to compromise among it. And at the personal level, we are only allowed to take care of what anyway can take care of its own self. And one ought to bring the focus completely somewhere else in order to be able to do something elsewhere on the side. And we go so far and through so much that in the end we can barely justify our carefully studied movements. And the prior thinking how to realize something, we ought to conduct our tests in order not to go astray. And no living poet can anyway reach any fame as anyway bring anyone naked. And as in nature many creatures live and die within a cycle, and others survive many a cycle, so it is with human souls. And spiritually we aim to operate without disturbances, and yet worldly interferences keep on coming. And we do not need to be constantly near the natural elements, but we ought to continuously return to them. And work can be just an escape not to be idle, and vice versa, and yet both states should be utilized for our spiritual upbringing. And as before, the container could be immortal and the content mortal, and now that the content can become immortal, the container became very mortal. And all we are, or better, all we can be, is our ancestors. And having humans artificially swapped the natural polarities, we are also ought to migrate in the opposite direction. And while human constructions get built and get destroyed, the power of nature keep on flowing. And even if death is buried, it will keep on living in the place it was killed. And any revival always require a brand new life in order to be self-sufficient. And it is the roof, not the facade, that makes us who we are. And the lack of cuteness makes the most beautiful empire fall apart. And knowledge comes from our eagerness to read the reality and our ability to reflect on it. And believe it or not, even destruction is part of the building process. And in general, it's only people who don't know what they want, who needs to be thieves. And if by doubting we seem intelligent only by adapting to the circumstances, we are wise. As any figure will ride a populist wave, he will also be pushed down by it and drown. And we ought to consider that part of the adventures are also moments of total no adventure. And if we manage to fully depict all aspects of reality, even one aspect alone will tell us everything. When part of a system malfunctions, what really malfunctions is our inability to get rid of it. And we are free when we know what we want, as we can always adapt our willing to any situation. An impoverishment always follow our obstinacy to religious or political ideologies.